Do you feel in general that people starting a business should first think in terms of finding an investor, or should they look to bootstrap? Michael, let's just take a moment to clarify what we mean by bootstrapping.
Bootstrapping is where you're funding the growth of a company on your own. And it's really, it goes not just to the flow of funds and where they come from, but it also, it's a real mentality. And I think a lot of companies that were launched in the late 90s, early 2000s, they strayed away from that. And they started, you know, if you go out and get investor money, it's very alluring and you want to spend it quickly. Bootstrapping is a much more disciplined approach that says, look, I'm going to fund this company out of operating cash flow. And bootstrapping is whether I put all the money in on my own upfront or whether I raise a small amount of capital from friends and family. It's having control over the financial situation of your company. And it's a wonderful way for an individual to keep that control as the company grows.
And also to keep all the returns when the business turns a profit.
Absolutely. You see so many entrepreneurs and, you know, your heart goes out to many of them that give up 99 cents on the dollar to investors because they've gone through so many successive rounds of funding. The more you can keep the equity to yourself, the more you're going to be able to keep the returns as well. And it's an important thing to think about. Now, you're always balancing that, obviously, if you are wrestling with a concept and want to bring to market a concept that has significant capital expenditure requirements. Obviously, you've got to make a trade-off there. And you also have to make a trade-off sometimes around speed. So, you know, capital can allow you to accelerate your time to market. Not always, but sometimes. And if speed is critical in your particular industry because it's evolving very rapidly, it's something else to consider. My strong advice to any entrepreneur is to bootstrap as long as possible. I was just talking to a couple of entrepreneurs that just successfully sold off their internet marketing company. They bootstrapped it from day one, and they sold it at an extremely high multiple for $50 to $60 million. It's a great story in my mind of entrepreneurs that took a very disciplined approach. Now, they had been, like lots of people, down the path of working with investors in the past, and what you find is there are great investors out there and then there's some not so great investors out there. But inevitably, you'll come to a juncture where your goals are not in alignment with your investors' goals. Now, if you're bootstrapping it, you're making all the decisions. You've got a lot more patience. You're not working on a 5 to 7 or 6 to 9 year time frame to exit this investment. You're looking at it to grow that business. If you can grow it out of cash flow, it gives you a tremendous amount of flexibility where you're really only answering to yourself. And not only that, it gives you a tremendous returns if you can make that model work. Now, lots of businesses aren't going to lend themselves to bootstrapping model. There are businesses out there today. If I'm building a large retail format, you can't bootstrap that. You got to raise professional money. Biomed right now and pharmaceuticals. Again, tremendous capital investment with a very long time horizon to realize the benefit of that investment. You can't bootstrap that. You got to go out and get professional investors in. But for many mom and pop businesses that look to scale, bootstrapping is a fantastic avenue, and I'd strongly encourage it because, again, it goes back to an issue of control. For entrepreneurs, giving up control at some point is a hard thing to do. If you control and you can remain true to your vision, it's a very empowering situation.
So let's assume that we've developed these elements of the business plan so far. Is there anything else of a major level that needs to be addressed in this plan before we get to the next step of action here?
Everything that we've talked about to date really would define a very, very good business plan. The only thing I would say is it goes back to the idea of a business plan being a living document.